The super soul in the heart. Whenever the soul is in charge rather than the senses, it is because we have become receptive to the Lord's will. Indeed, the Lord never abandons us. An active, loving presence of God listens, watches, observes, and guides us from within, if we are willing to listen. In Christianity, this presence is known as the Holy Spirit, and in the Vedic tradition, it is called the Supersoul. The Supersoul communicates with the individual soul within each of us whenever we make ourselves available. This is a wonderful state of affairs because it means that God is close enough to hear us when we are lonely and to appreciate us when no one else seems to care. In fact, the Lord's presence in the heart is the only real comfort we have. External supports may disappoint us when we need them the most, but God will never fail us, although we may fail God by not taking advantage of His love and protection. Clinging to our own personal will only causes one problem after another. Ultimately, the way to gain mastery over the senses and begin the transformation of lust into love is to surrender to the Lord, praying, "Thy will be done." In this way, we become receptive to the guidance of the Supersoul. When we practice this prayer of surrender, we become more detached from our own will and more available to God. How do we attain a state of surrender that seems so remote from our current situation? Several steps are available to us. First of all, we must become more willing to abide by the laws of the spiritual world. We must associate with spiritual people who can guide us and remind us of our commitments. Finally, we must not allow anything or anyone, including our own mind and intelligence, to impede our progress toward the goal of loving and serving God. Sometimes, even our closest friends may prove to be obstacles. At other times, the obstacles may take the form of money, and on other occasions, our own husband, wife, or children may stand in the way. Their resistance may become so intense that every time we engage in spiritual activities, they complain, "Why are you reading spiritual books? Why are you always meditating? Why do you just want to go away and pray or chant whenever we want to do something?" Such people are really saying, "Why does it have to be God all the time? Why not me?" A husband who wants his wife to devote all her attention to him may try to push God out of the way. A wife may behave in a similar manner. But no one can compete with God, and we are all held responsible for our choices. Our environments have been arranged by the Lord as part of our test to ascertain our behavior in each situation.